Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to our podcast, and today we are going to be discussing Harriet Tubman, 1822 to 1913, American Moses. And this podcast is part of our series on American history, incredibly important that we know where we are and where we've come from and how far we have to go, because the next election is critical. Will we stay a democracy? Will we stay a people committed to banding rights? America's never been perfect, but its ideals are perfect. And we just have to keep working instead of giving up to a autocratic world where the decisions will be made for us. And believe you me, from the history of fascism, it is not a world that you will want to live in. So let's talk about our hero for this podcast, Harriet Tubman. And this is from our book, 20 More Great Americans. And there's information on this book and how you can start reading for free, and that is in the description on this podcast on Blog Talk Radio. So let's take a look at Harriet Tubman. She pioneered the resistance towards slavery and the drive for freedom. The concept of owning other people boggles the imagination. And to make it worse, if that's possible, the acts of dehumanization slave owners took to enforce their self-proclaimed ownership of other human beings seems to define man's inhumanity to man. In Harriet Tubman's case, she was lent out as a domestic at age 5 to various families, and one family in particular would beat Harriet mercilessly every time one of their children woke up and cried in the night. Harriet Tubman was born Araminta Ross, Minty, in Maryland, a slave state in the early 1820s. She was born a slave in a family of 9 children. Early signs of her keen awareness and resistance to slavery and its horrors came at age 12, when she intervened to keep her master from beating a fellow slave who tried to escape. On a visit to a local general store on errands, Minty was hit in the head with a 2-pound weight intended to stop a runaway slave leaving the store. It left her with severe headaches and narcolepsy for the rest of her life. While there was very little use for a young slave woman who would pass out on the job, Minty was put to work with her father and learned to be a lumberer, chopping wood and preparing it for shipment to the North. That put her in touch with the free black sailors from the North who transported the wood and came back with information of escape attempts by slaves and people who would risk their lives to help slaves make the dangerous passage to the North and to freedom. Although slaves could not legally marry, Tubman entered a marital relationship with John Tubman, a free black man, in 1844. She took his surname and her mother's given name, Harriet. The Underground Railroad was neither underground nor a physical structure. It was a network of people, abolitionists, boat captains, church leaders, and leaders of safe houses. Participant goals were to cut the heart out of slavery, to help lead victims out of bondage slavery into the North and to freedom. Its fiercest leader turned out to be a tiny enslaved woman. Harriet Tubman helped others gain their freedom underground railroad. She also served as a scout, spy, soldier, and nurse for the Union Army. Scholars consider her the first African-American woman to serve in the military. Tubman's exact birth date is unknown, but estimates place it between 1860 and 1822 in Southeast Maryland. The daughter of Harriet Green and Benjamin Ross, Tubman had 8 siblings. By 1849, the slave master had died, and rumors had it that his surviving wife was going to sell Harriet and her siblings away, dispersing the family and separating Harriet from the only people she loved. Having heard more of the fledgling network of boat captains, private citizens, church leaders that would help escaped slaves reach the North, Harriet set off alone by foot in 1849. Her only guide was the North Star. She made it miraculously to freedom in Pennsylvania. Harriet's husband refused to join her, and by 1851, he had married a free black woman. Nevertheless, Tubman returned to Maryland 19 times, leading more than 70 slaves to freedom. Tubman's accrued knowledge of towns and transportation routes characterizing the South made her an important asset to the Union military during the Civil War. As a Union spy, Tubman disguised herself as an aging woman wandering the streets under Confederate control and learning about Confederate troop movements and supply lines. Of the Fugitive Slave Act of 1850, made the task brutally harder for Harriet Tubman and other slaves seeking freedom. And now it was impossible for escaped slaves to live safely in the North. Tubman changed her plans and led people all the way to Canada. Tubman was militant in guiding people on the Underground Railroad. She said she was never caught and never lost a passenger. She participated in other anti-slavery efforts, including consulting with John Brown on his failed 1859 raid on Harper's Ferry, Virginia Arsenal. As a daring and controversial figure, Harriet Tubman's legacy is bandied about by historians. For instance, did she carry with her a rifle that would endear her to modern Republican gun promoters? The answer, according to the Maryland Historical Society, was that she did carry a pistol at all times for her safety and for that of others, and to threaten reluctant runaways from changing their minds and thereby threatening the lives of the rest of the group. I'm going to take a quick 60-second break, and we'll be right back. And we're back. We are discussing History 101, Harriet Tubman, American Moses. Harriet Tubman came to South Carolina in 1862. She returned from the North, remarkable for a woman who had risked everything to escape slavery from the South. She came to South Carolina in 1862 to help the thousands of slaves freed when the Union took the city. The next year, she helped lead 150 black soldiers on a gunboat raid in South Carolina. Working with Colonel James Montgomery, she helped rescue more than 700 slaves. After the war, Tubman raised funds to aid freemen, joined Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Susan B. Anthony in their quest for women's suffrage, and cared for her aging parents. She married a Union soldier, Nelson Davis, also born into slavery, who was more than 20 years her junior. Settling in Auburn, New York, with the help of Abraham Lincoln's former Secretary of State and former New York Governor William Seward, she cared for the elderly in her home, which she turned into a rest home open to all. After petitioning for a military pension, she was finally awarded one in 1899 for her service. In 1896, she officially established the Harriet Tubman Home for the Aged on land near her home. Tubman died there in 1913 and was buried at that site with military honors. Will Harriet Tubman appear on the $20 bill at last? President Barack Obama proposed replacing Andrew Jackson's image on the $20 bill in time for the 2020 celebration of 100 years of women's suffrage. In the presidential campaign of 2016, Donald Trump said the change was being done out of pure political correctness. The move became part of typical Trump sabotage and mendacious behavior. The new Treasury Secretary under the new Biden administration said that the move to place Harriet Tubman's image on the $20 bill is back on track, but won't likely happen until 2030. Nothing in the life of this American Moses, Harriet Tubman, was easy. So maddeningly, it is a move to commemorate her remarkable life. And as a coda, the Harriet Tubman historical site is located in Auburn, New York, and it is a well-designed and fitting memorial to the legacy of this woman and an educational center. It is well worth investigating, and you can Google Harriet Tubman historical site. Is run by the National Park Service and worth very much a visit. So thank you for listening. Again, this is Dave Balog from 1,000 Moms, and you've been listening to Harriet Tubman and Moses, a selection from our book, 20 More Great Americans. Now, you can find this book on Amazon.com or any online bookseller, and you'll be able to start reading it for free immediately to get a sense of the book. Harriet Tubman's chapter appears with 19 other great Americans, including Abraham Lincoln, Kitty Carlisle Hart, a great patron of American arts, Fred Korematsu, an amazing leader of the Japanese American community who suffered the incarceration camps of FDR during World War II. And there's also Mary Louise Bottineau Baldwin, Native Americans and voting leader. And Mother Jones, a remarkable labor leader in the late 19th and early 20th century. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg is profiled, as well as Susan B. Anthony, John Boswell, the late historian who uncovered the truth of early church acceptance of gay people. Ida B. Wells, the social worker, business leader, who pierced the lies of lynching, racism, and women's oppression. And finally, we profile with others Rita Levi Montalcini, who was a Nobel Prize winning scientist who fought the oppression of the Mussolini regime in Italy to do her work as a neuroscientist and achieved greatness and is a role model for women and women in STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. So please check out our book. It's 20 More Great Americans, Heroes Who Make Democracy Work. And I am the author, Dave Balog, and I want to thank you for listening and look for our other episodes in this series on History 101, because we need to honor our heroes, our sheroes, and appreciate all the work that's been done that has benefited us, and we need to recommit to this great democracy. Again, thanks for listening, and we will talk to you soon.